Business is good at Quella Arts and Crafts in Cherokee, North Carolina, although you wouldn't think so from the sparse crowd browsing the store's native handcrafts. Gone are the busloads of tourists dashing in to buy Indian beads and other cheap vacation souvenirs. Taking their place, serious collectors willing to pay premium prices for handmade native artwork. Anna Ferriello, an authority on Appalachian art at Western Carolina University, says the same thing happened during the early 1900s, as a nation of farmers evolved into a nation of factory workers.
The nation then, you know, became a little nostalgic and began to look back at what they perceived of as a fading way of life.
Largely untouched by the Industrial Revolution, the Appalachian region of the southeastern United States became the focus of that nostalgia. Suddenly, authentic mountain-made baskets, brooms, and bowls were all the rage in places like New York and Chicago. Social reformers and the government saw supporting local handcrafts as a path toward economic development in one of the nation's poorest regions.
Part of the issue was that there were fewer jobs in the region, and how could the government address that? And so a lot of these small private cottage industries sprang up and allowed young people to remain in the region and earn a bit of money.
That was Davy Arch's experience. The 52-year-old Cherokee artist says his creations emerged directly from the common handcrafts of his childhood.
We heated and cooked with wood, so wood lure and tool use was just a part of everyday life. And I started making utilitarian products like spoons and dough bowls and things like that when I was really young, probably 6 or 8 years old when I first started just playing around with that kind of thing.
Arch is a member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, which formed Quella Arts and Crafts Mutual in 1946 in response to the increased interest in native handcrafts. He says the Cherokee saw the craft revival as a way to make money and protect their heritage.
Indigenous people all over are facing some of the same problems we are here with losing their cultural identity because of assimilation into mainstream. So this has been the hub of keeping a lot of traditions alive.
A good example is the Cherokee double weave basket, an especially strong basket within a basket design. As far back as the 1700s, European explorers commented on the high quality of Cherokee baskets. But over the generations, the complex weaving technique was nearly lost.
It got down to just 3 or 4 people being able to do that. And we held a series of classes here at the co-op, and now there's about 30 people that can make those baskets, and I'd say about maybe 8 or 10 that are producing them for the resale market. So we really, through the co-op here and this extended community, revived and saved that art form.
The cooperative also helps members find the natural materials they need to create authentic art. For example, they've begun noting the GPS coordinates of riverbanks where good potting clay can be found. Quella Arts Outreach Coordinator Tanya Carroll says they've started planting the increasingly scarce river cane used in traditional basket weaving.
It grows easily, but with all the development, it's scarce and it's been hard to find. And we've worked with them in order to locate areas that it has grown to actually try to grow it.
Carroll says the co-op's efforts are paying off, pointing to a couple of Cherokee teens at the local high school who've learned to make double weave baskets.
We have adults that find it really complicated to do. So seeing those 16 and 17 year olds have those baskets that were just beautiful and made, they were woven tightly, the designs were very complicated, and I was just blown away.
Anna Ferriello, who directs the Craft Revival Project at Western Carolina University, agrees that the cooperative is more than an art gallery.
The fact that an organization like Quella Arts and Crafts has this lengthy history speaks to their success in terms of creating a sustainable organization to, in fact, sustain these traditions.
The market for handcrafts may ebb and flow, but Ferriello says organizations like Quella Arts ensure that traditional crafts and the skills to create them will be around whenever Americans start to grow nostalgic. For VOA News, Mike Osborne, Cherokee, North Carolina.